All right, we back. We are back. Another episode. I only listen to 90s music. We got the other cat. Joaquin, what's up, man? You here? You here now?
I'm here. I'm back for the first time, but I ain't never been here. But I'm glad to be here.
Yeah, man. You probably thought it was not real before, though. He's like, man, I'll figure it out in the second one. You was kind of like Scola and Drew Hill. He's like, man, I don't think y'all going to really blow up. I'm going to come in later on and figure it out. You know, they'd be like, dang, they kind of blowing up. They got views. That's what's
Nah. Scott hit me up like, hey,
I had to hit him up. I was like, nah, man,
be ready. Talk to
And you got the strip club in your background, though. I gotta change. I got the different views to change them. I gotta change up the full views for they can see the strip club background. Hey, you got.
It's always a party at his house.
You gave my secret away. I took the poll down because I thought this was a family show, man.
This ain't no, I mean, it is family, but it ain't family.
I got you.
It's the other family.
So, man, give us a little bit about you so people can understand and know who you are, whatnot, though everybody else knows who everybody else is. But
I am a lover of 90s R&B, just like anybody else with a sane mind. Pretty laid-back guy. I'm a musician as well. I make music that's heavily inspired by 90s R&B, so this all makes sense for me. It all makes sense.
Be singing and shit.
The coldest in the game.
Yeah, I be singing.
You a singer? So we gonna get a live concert on the channel then.
Yeah, we got that one day.
That's what I'm talking about. Stacy, have you gotten your stalker to hit? Has he hit your DM? No. You said no DMs though, but he may have said, you know what? I am a little bit different. I was pre the restriction.
You know, you miss 100% of the shots that you don't take, but he has not tried to shoot a shot, and I'm appreciative of it. Nobody has DM'd me or messaged me. It has been very quiet on the home front. So fingers crossed that it stays that way and that whoever my stalker is.
So Shamar Moore don't hit you up like, yo, you know, Stacy, you know what, you know. I just love your perspective that Jill Scott ain't shit, you know, and I want to see who you are.
He probably gonna roll up with that wig on from Diary of a Mad
Black. Oh shit! Ain't gonna talk to him, know it.
Let me say I haven't loved Shamar Moore since the 90s.
Right, that's what I'm talking about. Supreme 90s Shamar Moore.
Right, like when he was Malcolm on Young and the Restless, that was my time to shine. But now, no thanks. Good. No.
Nathaniel.
No, thank you, Mr. Moore. But yeah, but no, nobody's bothered me, so we good to go.
Scott, how you been though, man?
Man, I've been good, just chilling, enjoying this group, watching people go at it over. So what was that? Aaron hit us up about saying Mariah.
Oh, man.
She said J Lo had more hits than Mariah Carey.
Let me stop it, man. Come on, man. Stop it.
I think he was just drunk tripping that night.
Yeah, he was just drunk, man.
People are
wanting some attention, but I'm just having fun in the group. Just chill.
So what's the group again for people that can join the group once again?
I only listen to 90s R&B.
Yep, mm-hmm. That's the name of the group. So, and I just put everybody on post approval because they was getting on my nerves.
Yeah. I appreciate you doing that.
Yeah, we was getting too many of the same.
Yeah, no, I'm saying no. I'm saying though, we got the podcast out there on YouTube and everything like that. I knew it was gonna happen.
I felt it coming. Like I was trying to be nice about it, but finally I was like, you know what, not because people were posting the exact same thing over and over and over again. Are you hopping a group day one and be like, oh man, I'm so happy to be here. Hey, y'all remember this throwback and play Candy Rain?
And the day before.
I do have beef with the group though. It's not nothing to do with y'all.
Go ahead.
I have a beef with Facebook. Back. They will not let me put my La Day track up, Party All Night. It'll put up as just a little small little link thing, and nobody appreciates because there's no video with it. So it's just sitting there like a little text shit. And then none of y'all support it. So it just get pushed down algorithm-wise, you know, off the strength. I posted 4 times. And nobody is done.
I think I reposted it at least twice.
No, you have not, Scott. I've got no like on it. ain't got no shares, no nothing on it. I posted it four times because they won't show the video. I don't know what's going on. Lade is a group. Maybe they have a post-mortem on showing their video within any other platforms, even though coming from YouTube. And I'm like, this is y'all best song. How is this not being able to be posted?
Yeah.
This is the remix with Chubb Rock.
Send me the link and I'll try to post it and see what happens. Maybe it'll
let it ain't gonna happen for you though. It ain't gonna happen for you either though. I try to post it on my own page and it did the same thing though. I try to just see if my page would do it. No, it wouldn't happen. It's something about Lade. And so it's not about y'all.
I'm sorry.
So we do have an email though, y'all. We do have an email. First week, we got an email.
We got fan mail and shit.
Earl.
I'm out in the streets. What they wearing on the streets.
All right, this first email comes from Cynthia J. She says, hey, I love the first episode. I love people talking about R&B. This is something refreshing that I can really listen to and talk to and see all the people that I know about and actually engulf myself in R&B. My big question is, last week you all talked about R&B groups and why they're not happening. Can we talk about singers that should have left the group early? Huh. And left them niggas behind.
I think. Nah, I'm talking. I don't know who.
No, go ahead. Do your thing. Go ahead.
I was getting ready to be sick. I didn't have one for real.
Okay. Go ahead.
Who, Eddie Kane?
I think Cisco. I don't know. I think Cisco should have left earlier.
I think Jagged Edge, the twins from Jagged Edge, should have left early.
Ain't they all twins? Ain't they the same?
They all look alike.
I think
Slim from 112 should have left earlier. He waited like 10 years later.
That's a good one. That's a good one.
Slim waited too late.
That's a good one.
You think Wanye could have left?
Wanye could have left. He flirted with it, you know. He's the only one on this remix with Brandy.
All of them.
But Sean Stockman had the solo joint too, though.
Who?
Sean Stockman had a solo little joint too, though.
Yeah, because I think all of them could have did solo projects for real.
But actually, them not doing solo joints makes them more viable later on in their life, though, as well.
Right.
Yeah.
That's crazy, you know, man. Who's left? Do you think RL should have left next?
The first album I should have been out.
Okay. Because he's definitely the standout in the group. Mm-hmm. And he makes good music because he wrote hits for other people.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I think he would have fared well, you know, out by himself.
And he wasn't in that movie that they was in though, in Ohio. I can't remember the name of the movie. Busy Bone is in it.
I know what you're talking about. I can't remember the name.
Man, I knew you were no skeptic because you a hood flick.
Hey, I watch like all the hood movies, man.
Dude, you remember that? So, and Rico, what was it? Rico, yeah. Rico was in it. The dude from Rico Redman, the dude from
Sister,
played the manager on the show on Stars with the Yes, he was the manager. Yeah, remember, he was the main dude in this movie. I'm talking about.
I known him from Sister, because he was.
Yeah, exactly. But Sister, and then yes, and then Alexis Fields was in this movie.
Yeah, she was the girlfriend.
Yeah, they was in that movie. They was both in that movie. They both got killed.
That cost less than $5,000 to make.
It probably was.
And what's crazy is, though, I saw that movie on real full cable. This wasn't even
Yeah, I saw it back in the day.
I saw it in 2003 when I graduated college on Stars. Black Stars.
Why I saw it. This one
Black Stars is really diving into like some real nigga shit though at that point.
I was watching the Negro Stars, the separate but equal stars.
Yeah. The separate.
How y'all think Coco would have did if she would have went solo earlier?
I think Coco doesn't have personality for being a solo artist though.
Yeah, Taj has more personality.
Exactly. And Lily.
Lily too ghetto.
But Lili is a personable, like ghetto personable.
Okay.
Tony Thompson?
Yeah, I was gonna say that.
Oh, yes, yes. That's your bing, 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 bing. That's it.
That's the one.
Or if Hollister would have started earlier, because he'd been in a couple groups. If he would have just did his solo thing early, but
I think Blackstreet was too much of like a hodgepodge of your R&B people to say one person would stand out. Dave Hollister is the most standout, but I don't know, is Dave Hollister's career more him or more Blackstreet?
I think more him.
I say more him. Because he really known for that one song for Blackstreet, but he still had a good career.
Yeah.
No. Dave Hollister is dope, though. I love Dave Hollister. Yeah.
People hold that Chicago 85 album up there as much.
No, that Chicago 85 is dope. My favorite girl is my favorite song from him. Then my favorite girl is my favorite song from him.
Stacey don't know nothing.
Aaron
Hall?
Yeah.
Aaron Hall.
I don't think he should have left any sooner. I think he left at the right time.
I think he left at the right time after that second album, after the Future album, the one with Less Chill and stuff on.
You know what, man? I think he left too early. I think that guy could, because he didn't promote that Guy album correctly. If he had promoted that guy, because he stopped promoting that Guy album at one point, said, I'm just going to show up in videos and not be there, but just be in the background, but my voice there.
Mm.
So if he did it correctly, yes. But he didn't do it. He's like, fuck them. He ain't trying to work with it. You got to do it right, though. If you're going to leave the group, you got to do it 100% and then leave.
Yeah.
Question for you.
Mm-hmm.
How does Johnny Gill's career go if he never joins New Edition?
Mm. We don't know who he is.
You don't think so?
You never get my.
You never, right, no, we never know who he is.
Mind, there you go. Those
he had songs before him.
No. Babyface in L.A. ain't going to mess with him if he did not go to New Edition.
New Edition.
They are not going to produce for him until they saw him sing on Can You Stand the Rain. They're not going to.
Okay.
And Boyz II Men.
I was saying Boyz II Men. Because I think because him singing on Boyz II Men is what made them.
Yeah, they're not going to work with
him as a whole.
Right. They're not going to work with him. Okay. He needed them more than he. That he's a superhero that is the guy that is in the background. They didn't need
it. Said, look who he replaced, though.
I mean,
you replacing Bobby.
Even we go back in the day, I mean, do we say that? I guess Smokey Robinson left early enough. If you say somebody left early enough.
What about
Lionel Richie, too?
Teddy Pendergrass leaving the Blue Notes.
Well, they forced him out.
Never.
Well, they forced him out, though.
Okay.
You ever seen that doc?
I haven't seen it yet.
Bruh, Harold Melvin is not a part of the group. He didn't sing or nothing. The nigga just gangstered the name and the money.
Name on it.
Yeah, that's like Otis from the Temptations. He ain't seen shit either.
Harold Melvin never sang a word. That was
Otis. They ain't seen shit either. Otis don't sing nothing either.
Yeah, Otis ain't never had a solo.
Ain't nobody come to see you. Yes,
nobody come to see you.
Ain't nobody come.
Yeah. I was saying that thing about the Snoop song. You like Harold Melvin out the Blue Notes, you never go platinum. So then Teddy, right? So Teddy left at the
He left at the right time. He left at the right time. He left
because he was basically the lead singer anyway. It just wasn't his name.
Yeah. That's exactly what
I'm just trying to think of groups. Like, do groups even exist anymore? So I'm sitting like,
We got a lot of groups.
El DeBarge leaving DeBarge.
That was right. A great time.
Okay. Great time was in Switch.
It was a crazy time in the 80s, you know, like light skinned families with long hair was going out, and you had to do what you had to do. Like, you know. You had the barge, you had the Jets. Everybody was out here being a long-haired Samoan, and he had to break out on his own. He had to do his own thing. So he probably did leave it right when he needed to.
Do you think Beyonce left at the right time to do the solo, or she should have did it earlier?
No, she left. Her timing was perfect.
Perfect.
They playing that shit to a T.
Yeah, perfect timing. And people argue about, oh, if, you know, if Aaliyah wouldn't have dabbled, but no. Yeah, like, I've always argued.
Beyonce would still be Beyonce. Yeah. Aaliyah,
no mistakes with this shit, bro.
Right, like, it's a, like, you know, I'm not the world's biggest Beyonce fan, but I won't argue that she wouldn't have been who she is. If anything, it may not have been 03. Or when did Crazy Love come out? 03?
03.
Mm-hmm. Maybe it'd been 04, right? You know, like, it's, but that lane was still open. And if Aaliyah was still here, Aaliyah wouldn't have been doing music really anyway. I think she'd have been doing more acting. Yeah. So that lane would have opened up easily for Beyonce to slide into regardless. So I think she left. It was perfect timing of when she was able to come in.
I think this answer is Toni Thompson, though, man, honestly.
Toni. Yeah, I think that's the top.
Yeah, man. Like, you got to think about it, man. Like, he literally was old in that group up. Him and Dino from H-Town.
But you know who I always thought would have did good just solo? JoJo. KC and JoJo.
All right. Great thing, though. Do you put the Jagged Edge twins against KC and JoJo? Who wins?
Casey and JoJo.
Boy, Casey and JoJo.
Somebody tweeted us that, though, asking us that, though. They tweeted us asking, like, Casey and JoJo was the team.
Hell, I'll even put Cisco and Jazz up against the twins.
I put me and Scott up against the twins.
Hey, I put Ashanti and Sierra up against them niggas, man. I ain't
look, Jazz got a dope song off the Nutty Professor 2 soundtrack.
Oh, yeah?
That is stupid. It's Here With Me. It's on another Professor 2 soundtrack. It's a jazz solo song.
Okay.
Fucking fire.
I think we knew Jazz could sing. And I remember there was some interview I remember Cisco did, and he was like that he would put Jazz singing up against anybody to win. Mm-hmm. Like, he didn't put himself in it. He was like, I put Jazz up against anybody.
Yeah. But Jazz kept gaining weight, though, man. He couldn't.
Yeah, because I seen them live when they've been here the last few years. When they do Tell Me, you know, when they do that little
hop. Yeah, no, he's sitting aside.
Sit off to the side, man.
Yeah, man, that's what I'm saying. But so Cisco at this point, though, should he just go solo and say, fuck it? It's Cisco and these two other niggas from Player.
But you talked about this last week. Cisco, man, he's just a showman. Like, he just loves performing. Just watching him perform, it's like he still loves to do the Drew Hill. I think he likes doing the Drew Hill songs more than his solo stuff. But then Thong Song and what? And he only really had two, maybe three solo joints, but yeah. You only gonna know two.
The joint with Maya.
But black people really just fuck with Incomplete. We ain't really fuck with Thong Song.
Like no, that. Not at all.
The remix we fuck with, though, with Strings.
Oh, with who was it, Foxy Brown?
No, that's Strings.
Strings.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot about her.
Yeah, Strings was fucking with R. Kelly, which is Gotham City remix, too. Even though R. Kelly moratorium, though, but that is a dope-ass song, though.
Yeah. There's a video, there's a Manny Fresh video that I like, and Strings is in that. But so she's not rapping.
Oh, I thought it was that song, So Beautiful.
It's a ridiculous video by Manny. It's like, I guess Manny Fresh had like his own solo album, but what's it called? Changes or Talk About, something like that. But Strings is in the video. But she's not rapping, but she just was there. And she came, she saw, and she left. She didn't conquer. She just kind of burnt out. We don't know what happened.
She's from Chicago. It is what it is, you know.
Okay, like, what Harold's Chicken is she working at?
87 to state.
Just start calling different Harold's Chickens with like the Strings there.
Yeah.
Just keep calling until somebody says yes.
She works at Garrett's now. She upgraded. She work at Garrett's, but in the airport.
Ooh. No, not in Garrett's at the airport. Garrett's at the train station.
Ooh.
There we go.
Ouch.
All right. So no other people. We ain't got no shy. What's your cute dude from Shadow, Stacey, you talking about last week? Should he win solo early?
Garfield.
Nah, should he win solo early? Or?
I don't think any of them were strong enough to go solo.
Nah.
Anybody for Invoke? Invoke? Anybody for Invoke?
Didn't Terry go solo?
think Terry.
You know, Terry had a solo album when they just couldn't say like "fuck it" in general.
And then Don joined what Lucy Pearl.
Yep.
I won't.
Don is poison. Anything she touches, that shit don't work out.
Dude, Don is like Puffy.
Poison. It's poison.
No real talk.
All of them had the voice to go solo. Did they have the overall package to be a star? Don't know. And funny thing is, if Don probably didn't have a stank attitude, it might have been her.
Which one was in Juice? Terry.
It's Terry.
Terry's
the finest one.
Yeah.
You think so?
Yeah. Oh yes. Oh Don, no, Terry Don was Terry's.
I used to like Don back in the
no,
day.
No, Terry was the finest.
Don the sexiest, but Terry.
They're all fine.
Is Terry the one?
No,
that
but Terry
like
was the one that the streets knew that was fine. Was Terry.
Is that the one that looked like Holly Robinson? Terry. Like they look alike. She looked similar to like Holly Robinson.
I wouldn't say that either though.
Now she was next. They did the Hangin' Mr. Cooper intro joint.
They did.
Okay.
I know
one of them that looks similar to Holly Robinson.
I only know Terry and Don. What's the other two names?
Terry Don, Maxine.
Barbara.
Keisha.
No, it's Cynthia.
Cindy? Yeah, it might be Cynthia. That sounds right.
Cindy.
No, it's Terry. It's Terry.
You said Terry.
Terry.
You said Terry, Don, Maxine, and Cindy.
I think it's Cindy.
It is Cindy. Yeah.
So I thought Don was prettier. But, well, I think maybe Don's sexier to me. I don't know.
I'm going to tell you why she's the finest, though, is because remember when they was on Rock? Who did they make them lead person that he was that Rock's brother was hollering at?
Don. I don't even remember that episode. I remember them on
I remember them singing the
Different World when they was
no,
like
no, no, it wasn't Don. It was yeah. Cynthia actually. I take that back. It's Cynthia.
Yeah, I remember them on Different World when they was like the nerdy chicks.
Yeah.
When they was
no, Cynthia's the finest one.
They used to be everywhere. Like they, like
Wayne's Brothers.
The episode of Rock with them on there.
And yeah, that Rock song they had is a dope ass song. Live Your Life for Today.
Mm.
I don't know how they did not develop that to a full song.
I don't think any of them, like I said, definitely all of them had the voices to be able to do a solo career. Did they have the whole package, each person, like individually? I think so.
Cynthia did though, with the movie from Juice. She had that.
Cynthia
was in Juice. She already had, she's the only one that's got a credit. The movie credit is Cynthia.
First off, let's look it up because we've called
that Terry
Fishes was in Juice, which we need to know.
No, it's Cynthia, it's Cynthia, it's Cynthia.
I don't know.
It's a tall one.
Man. But I think that, I mean, I feel like she's, not that she had a bad, yeah, Cindy. So, yes, Cindy Aaron. Yeah. So, I think Cindy is very pretty. And I think she's a very, how do I say it? A natural pretty, right? Like, she's girl next door pretty, right? Like, it's just a, she's just, I don't even say, I'm not trying to say regular pretty. Does that make sense? Like, but just... Yeah. Wake up in the morning and this woman is beautiful.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. She don't need to go do nothing else.
Yeah. Like, just natural beauty. Yeah.
Right, just natural beauty. That's what I think she is. But I also feel like she's kind of not as outgoing. Like, again, if you're going to be that superstar singer or whatever, there's a level of outgoingness that you need to have. And I don't see that from her. But again, voice-wise, yeah, all of them, she could... Each and every one of them can sing, and it's hard to get somebody where everybody can freaking sing.
Yeah.
And that doesn't happen often.
Wow, we had a full in vogue debate, though. This is great. This is a great R&B discussion. This is great. We're going to have to go into one point where I have a timeline from Charlie Wilson to Trey Songz that I have developed at some point.
Okay.
Preview. Charlie Wilson, Aaron Hall, R. Kelly, Trey Songz. That's it.
Okay.
That's the time.
Aaron Hall was the first.
Aaron Hall bit the hell off of Charlie Wilson.
Yeah, that's what I say. He was the first.
And then R. Kelly bit off of Aaron Hall.
Yeah, he took the bald head, the suits.
He took shades, the old swag.
Shades, everything.
Shades.
From Born in the 90s was Aaron Hall.
Yep.
All right.
So let's get into this discussion. Jill Scott, Erykah Badu battle. What did everybody think?
The culture won. We won.
The culture won.
The culture won. Everybody's souls felt refreshed afterwards. You slept good that night.
I'm still not a Jill Scott fan.
Oh, no, Stacey. Let me get the timestamp with this for the streets. Go ahead, Stacey. Do your thing.
Still not a Jill Scott fan. I definitely enjoyed both women. Was just vibing differently to Erykah than I was to Jill. I think again, both of them are talented. They put you in different moods, and I feel like Jill makes me wanna, you know, that Saturday morning cleaning the house smelling like bleach and pine saw. I feel like that's what Jill makes me want to do. Erykah makes me want to go ride somewhere. I also feel like Jill was holding back, and like they said that to her in the comments that she was being too nice. How you wait until 3 hours in to play grits? That's nothing.
Grits at the end.
Grits is breakfast. Why are you playing it for dinner? Like, what the hell is happening? So, like I said, we all won though. The stories between the two of them, the conversations they had, the camaraderie. Black women have been getting along with each other. Well, at least for 72 hours after that battle.
Yeah.
So that was, what, Saturday night? So and the next day was Mother's Day, so it was still some baby mamas was getting along together and everything. By like Tuesday, everybody was bitches again. So yeah,
back to regular.
Back to regular.
Back to the regular.
No more than 72 hours following the end of that broadcast. We was all good, though. Everybody was happy, and it was we all won. I would like to
see lighting the incense.
Right. I like to see more battles like that where the artists really have an appreciation for each other. Like when Erykah's computer went out and Jill finished playing
Tyrone
for her. Yeah. Right. Like that shit when Babyface and Teddy Riley went up, Babyface grabbed a guitar and started singing his own shit.
Babyface was like, "Hey, I won a Grammy off of this."
It's like he grabbed it out of thin air. He's like,
"This is my white song."
My white song.
I'm playing my Eric Clapton song. I got a Grammy for this. Ding, 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 ding. So, again, like I loved I would love to see more battles like that. Just the appreciation of the music where everybody, fans can just really sit and enjoy what was happening. That's what I love the most about it. But me and Jill. I can't.
So y'all still not good though. You and Jill not good.
I still love her. I still want to hang out with her and spend time with her. I'll braid her hair. I'll sit. We can do all of those things. She can read me poetry. I just don't want to hear her songs.
I loved how Jill came on when she was playing that poetry in the background. And Erykah Badu had like Bruce Lee.
Yeah, Bruce Lee shit playing.
Had like a Bruce Lee flick going on.
She
was on her RZA. In her RZA.
Yeah.
We all won. There were no losers.
Yeah, and after probably maybe the third round, I wasn't even keeping score no more. I was just kind of in a vibe, man. Just like, all right, what she got now? What's she finna play?
Right. Like it was, yeah, just to see like what the next song was they're gonna play and what they liked. And again, the respect that they had for each other. When they'd hear a song, it'd be like, "Oh, I love that song," and blah, 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 blah. So, yeah.
Yeah, man. When Erykah played Danger, because I hadn't heard that in so long, I was like, "Oh, I got to gas up the box Chevy. We got to go riding."
Danger, I mean, when I love Window Seat, I was happy when she played Honey. She waited to Tyrone, but just even with
Bag Lady.
No, Bag Lady, like all of every song pretty much that Erica played, I was like, that's my shit. Up, oh, she played my song.
And I forgot my mom bought that Baduism CD back in, when did it come out,
97.
I forgot my mom bought that. So she was riding around buffing that shit through the house.
Just, my mom is trill one, like, foremost. Your mom is a G.
Usually she was buying jazz. I'm like, what you doing with this Baduism? She's like, that's my shit, boy. And bring me back my Toni Braxton CD.
Love should have brought you home last night.
Man. You know, everybody, mama had that first one, man. With she got the jeans and the, was it the white tank top or something?
Yeah,
the black leather. Everybody got that CD, man.
Good CD.
Yeah.
Hit after hit on that CD.
Hey, Babyface.
Yeah, another.
Absolutely. I mean, but that it's rare that you get a debut album that back to back to back to back to back, like.
Mm-hmm.
I need to look that up, like how many number one hits were on that album versus the total number of tracks. Like, what's that ratio? Because
I think it was only like 12, maybe 13 on the album. Because back then, it wasn't, albums weren't that long, unless it was right. A hip hop
album. A whole album is around to be 8 tracks. So, like, yeah, off that first album alone, I gotta go to the archives on this because it's back to back to back dope. Songs, let's see.
I mean, I put I like her. I think I put Toni Braxton up against What's the 411, because I was like, who had the better debut album? This is before the group was even created. I think more people was going Mary, because I think because it gets at that it was more of a hip hop vibe, hip hop R&B album.
She had 11 tracks on the album. Another sad
love. Say, I know it wasn't no more than 12.
But yeah, so another sad love song, Breathe Again, 7 Whole Days. Love Should Have Brought You Home. I Belong to You. How Many Ways? You Mean the World to Me. And that's how many did I just name?
7 out of 11.
That's 7 right there.
That's crazy. Right.
And then the ones that you can click on Wikipedia, the other ones are the ones like, you know, she had this one too, but yeah, so it's like that's crazy.
Damn. Who
did that on one album?
Yeah, it's crazy. Great. Like now we coming up on like the 30 anniversaries of these albums. I wonder if they gonna have like special, like, you know, something, I don't know.
And don't get me started on sometimes just I'll be like, man, this came out when?
Yeah, I was looking at that first Destiny's Child album. I was like, damn, I was a freshman in high school when this came out.
I was like, when East 1999 came out, 95?
I was in 7th grade.
Like, yeah, that was the summer before 8th grade. I remember that summer when it came out and people went crazy. So
95, it came out. I don't remember the exact date. I just remember it came out in July.
I've been singing first of the month for 25 years.
Yeah. Mo Murray, we've been trying to fuck with Ouija boards.
I hated hair. Like, why are we this old?
Oh, Murder, Mr. Bill Collector.
Right, and I play that album consistently. Like,
probably easily in my top 5.
Easily. That album is, I think I got like 2 skips on there.
Really?
I think I got 1. I don't like No Shorts, No Losses. For real.
That and Land of the Heartless.
Yeah, that. Yep. Them too. I like No Shorts, No Losses more than Land of the Heartless.
It's, yeah, I'll take it. I'll take that.
Oh, really is 1 for me, because I'll ride to No Shorts, No Losses.
So it's a matter of, again, like if the music is over there and I'm over here and it come on, I'm not going to get up to go change it. But if I can skip it while I'm sitting here, I'm like, oh, yeah, I don't want to hear that. But I'll let it play. But
yeah, I gotta let the Ouija board go into Mo Murder, because I just can't just play Mo Murder.
Right.
Without letting, that's why I wonder if they gonna still, well, I guess they are, but I wonder if they gonna do it next week. They'll announce it probably after the Nelly and Luda battle with 3-6 and Bone.
It was taking so long. If y'all was already ready to battle
Okay. You know, Swiss was like, hold on, you got to do it on our stage. It's official.
Right. And that's fine, but if y'all was already ready to do it before, what we waiting on now?
I guess for Tim and Swiss to promote it for a week.
I was already ready. I was sitting here. I think I stopped doing what I was doing. I'm like, all right, let me get ready, get online.
And yeah, I was ready. I think Darrell texted me, and he was like, man, it's canceled. I was like, what? I done put on this tall tee for nothing? Hey, I'm wearing my Marshall Faulk jersey Saturday.
That's how you do it, though?
I'm wearing my I never was down with that Band-Aid trend. That was always stupid to me, but I'm wearing my Marshall Faulk jersey to the Nelly battle.
You gonna put a do-rag and a baseball cap on?
I gotta get the rag cap, but I ain't got no Rams. I just got my Rams jersey.
I might put on my my custom STL Chucks. I might put the customs on. Might break them out. We'll see. I don't know.
What you think? We live on the phone? Nigga, be for real.
Check this out. I seen the artwork for that John Henry movie, Luda Lose Five Rounds, just off the
phone. Ah, with that little.
Everybody was talking about that movie.
Everybody say that movie terrible, man.
Everybody said it was absolutely just horrible last night. Like, what is it on? Is it on Netflix or something?
I think it's on Netflix.
Yeah, it's on Netflix. And this is the bad part about it, is that...
Yeah, everybody apparently started watching it yesterday. But then when you look at the poster for it, I'm like, don't none of this look good. Like, nothing about this poster say you should watch this shit. Mm-mm. At all. Whatsoever. So, no.
And what's so crazy is that I realized when I die, I would be like, man, I could have got that 1 hour back though for watching that John Henry movie.
But so you seen?
Yeah, I watched the whole thing. I fell asleep for like 30, 45 minutes. Yeah. And I woke back up and still on.
Don't mess with it, man. Everybody says it's terrible. I ain't even gonna waste my time with it.
Scott, it's so many better hood flicks that watching.
I stick to my hood films.
Was John
Henry Plug Love 3.
Still driving man.
What'd you say?
Mm-mm. I said, was John Henry at least a steel driving man?
No, he didn't pick up the hammer until like the last 15 minutes.
Aw, man, so he was getting punked the whole movie?
Yeah, he was an ex-game banger.
Of course he was.
Ex-game banger.
What you got in that bag?
So we all roll with Nelly, right? We all roll with Nelly, right?
Got to. Got to roll.
Wait, no, Stacey's vote. Okay, Stacey, bro. All
right. I don't know.
But it's not gonna be nothing easy.
Right. So no, what I said is, it's not that I'm not rolling with Nelly. I said I want to see how things get matched up. I really want to see how they do it, because if we just go in hits for hits, I can go Nelly all day. But it's like when there are certain things like album tracks or whatever, right? That Luda may have had that I'm like, well, how does Nelly stack up against? Stick them up, like play to that. But if we're only doing hits or singles that were released, that's a different ball game. So I want to see how it gets, how things get compared. Because I mean, what they gonna do, like Country Grandma against What's Your Fantasy or something? Or
I think Luda can get into his feature bag. Cause I think he has better features than Nelly. Nelly has hits for days. Luda got hits, but Nelly has more impactful hits. You know,
I think Luda's features are some of his greatest things. Like I like him sometimes more on features than I do some of his solo stuff. Or
like the verse, and
or to be something that's on a album that was never a single. Like when What's Your Fantasy dropped, I wasn't a fan of that song. I was like, what
the hell? I like the Stick 'Em Up and this drinking.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Like, I like the album shit. So, and I don't even remember how I ended up buying the album. I don't even think I bought it. I ended up with it some kind of way, because I remember I had the clean version of the damn album. That's how I know I didn't go out and buy it. Some kind of way I ended up
with it. Got it for you at Walmart.
Probably my grandma. My grandma was good for going adventures and shit and bringing me back a clean version of an album. But I was like, so, and there's a lot of artists that are like that there was some lead single that came out and I'm like, I don't, what is this shit? and then you get the album and it's a completely different ball game. So like it's, that single sticks out like a sore thumb. Juicy. Stacey does not like Juicy.
Biggie?
I said it. Fight me.
Wow, Stacey. You only like the remix?
It was all a dream.
Well, listen to the whole rest of the album and live and love it, and all of that. When Juicy came out, like again, you'll when during that back in the 90s, children, when a new song came out, they played it on the radio or you saw a video for it, right? And the only way that you was gonna find out what else they had, you had to go purchase an album. It wasn't
an album.
Couldn't just go online real quick and find it. So if you heard a single and you didn't really like it, there was nothing that made you want to go buy an album. So it took me a second to hear Ready to Die because I'm like, I don't like this song. Like, I don't want to hear it. Mm-hmm. And then once the other singles started coming out, so like when Big Papa came out and One Last Chance, so then I was like, okay, I'm like, okay, well, all right. So let me go ahead and now I'll purchase it. But based off of Juicy alone, I'd have never cared at all. But the other songs brought me in. But then again, like to me, that sticks out. It's so different. And then when Life After Death, I did buy that. I was happy to buy that. And still one of my favorite albums. But sometimes there's just elites. So with Luda, same thing. What's Your Fantasy sticks out like a sore thumb on that album. It just doesn't. How you got What's Your Fantasy on there and what you call it? And Stick 'Em Up and... And all of that.
Like Fat Rabbit, but I had heard that from the Timbaland CD.
Right, and then Fat Rabbit, that's at the end. So it's like, you kind of, you already listen to everything else before you even get to Fat Rabbit. So it has that, this from the other Timbaland CD, and then it has that Aaliyah, Are You That Somebody in there a little bit. So.
Yeah, anyway. People sleeping on Nails though, man. I mean, you know, whatever people want to say about Nails or whatever they feel, Nelly is a force.
I'm just tired of the Nelly disrespect, man. Like the people from St. Louis, like, man, I got Luda, but I'm like, man, Nelly was like on top. He was top tier for like at least five years.
A wise young prophet by the name of Jehovah, who once said, "Who else you gonna run with?
The truth is up.
Only dudes moving units." Is M,
and us.
Look here, man, as many people that got women and maybe men, whatever you have off of Nelly, needs to respect that from the Lou, period. And many of us said that was his cousin. He got 10,000 cousins right now.
Man, Nelly made that country shit cool. Like, I mean, the South was already blowing up. You know, we already, you know. But he came out, was like, I'm finna embrace this country shit, man. But
time out. That's bullshit, nigga. We not country here. That's the part that I hated.
I'm not talking about the grammar. I'm just saying niggas is country here. Like, St. Louis is a country-ass city, man.
It is.
But so the thing is, we're all – so in St. Louis, whether people want to admit it or not, one, we have an accent. We didn't know we had an accent until country grammar came out.
We get influence from everywhere.
We didn't know. We get influences from everywhere. But our people, like our grandparents are from down south. They just came up. Like they came. Everybody's from Arkansas or from Memphis or from somewhere around there. So there's going to be a level of country that's in there. Wayne Country's these Chicago niggas that nobody want to talk about.
Oh, yeah, them. No. Yeah. Mm. Wayne's country is Chicago. We drive cars. They drive cars.
I think, I don't even know what it is. I don't know what people thought Nelly was supposed to do, but whatever it is that people thought he was supposed to do.
To save the city.
He didn't save the city, okay? Nelly did not take us to the promised land and turn this place into a metropolis. So, because of that, Nelly ain't shit. He ain't.
I think Nelly did, though. Shit.
St. Louis.
I mean, there are absolutely things that he has done. I'm just saying, I think that there are, and I know there are people who feel like there's more that should have been done, right? Like, period. There are people that will sit and tell you, we ain't do this, and he ain't put on for this, and he ain't do that.
We didn't like Atlanta.
People that literally, there are people in this country who had no idea where the fuck St. Louis was on a map. Period. Mm-hmm. before him. There are people who didn't know where Missouri was. We are a flyover state. Yeah. So to take that away from him, like, this man was at the Super Bowl with Aerosmith, mm-hmm. singing, you know, up there rapping along to Walk This Way. Like, who else was doing it?
Twice. Like,
so
and he brought us Tip Drew. And he also brought us Tip Drew.
He did, and that song helped a lot of young ladies at Spelman get through college.
And he also sacrificed himself for the hood. Because Nelly's career could have probably... I think that's a downfall in Nelly's career, is actually Tip Drill amongst the fact that people were boycotting it. And that was early, like, going in hard on you know, imagery of women. But the hood was fucking with it.
We love Tip Drill. I remember the first time I saw Tip Drill. I was laying in bed watching Uncut, and I'm looking up, and I said, is this? Now I start calling people, nigga, turn out. No, it's Naked Bitches on the TV, on BET, and Nelly is here with right. So people were, one of my favorite terms, pen and trademark, fake mad. People's hella fucking fake mad at Nelly. And it's like, one, Nelly didn't invent the show Uncut. Nelly did not have the first video on Uncut with women that were scantily clad, period. Those women were paid to be there. They made a decision to be there. And feminism or not, you still make choices. Feminism is about choices. So if you chose to be in this video, you show, and then the girl who got the card swiped down her ass chose to do that. So for them,
they said it was her idea.
It was her idea. Like, it was her idea. She was like, y'all, you should swipe this. But that's the straw that broke the camel's back. That's what did it. Like, of all the songs and all the videos that were on there. So then the minute that he's out here trying to do this drive for his sister, then all of a sudden now it's a problem. And again, as Luke, I have to find this clip. Luke was on CNN or Headline News, and they were talking. It was him, whoever the host was, and like the dean of students for Spelman College. And she's going in and going off. And Luke made the point that he said, most of the women who work at strip clubs in Atlanta go to your school. And some of them were in that video, and you're sitting here being upset at these women that were in this video. Like, y'all... That's always bothered me, that y'all prevented him. Oh, okay, because somebody's going to argue with me if I said that he prevented. What they said was, like, they didn't really prevent him from coming to campus. They wanted to turn. They didn't want to do the drive, though. They wanted to have a symposium on respectability and women and misogyny and hip hop. And while, yes, he could have done that, what about this drive? I'm trying to save my sister's life.
Yeah.
So I think that there's there just was such a disconnect, and it irks me a lot. Like, yes, there's a lot of misogyny in rap. We'll never say that there is not. It absolutely exists. But I just, that was a stain on his career that I feel like he never bounced back from. And we can argue that, oh, like, he had Sweatsuit and that came out and one of them went platinum. It's Sweat and Suit. So they were two separate albums. One went like multi-platinum and one just went like regular platinum. So, and
yes, I think Suit went multi-platinum and Sweat
went multi-platinum. The other one just went regular. And then, yes, there was a song with Tim McGraw and all of that. There's a stain on his career because of that. Period. There's just a stain there that'll never, and he's never been able to bounce back from that. Period. Okay. And it's a shame that's what did it.
Right.
Not what the thing smelled like. Nobody was yelling at them niggas. Nobody mad at Black Jesus.
Yo,
or Luda for pussy popping on the ass.
Hey, speaking of that song, my daughter's 15. A few weeks ago, our very first birthday party, my daddy, God rest his soul, we chilling. We at the park, and so we got the radio on. It's a one-year-old birthday party. We just out at the park chilling, had some cake and ice cream. And this nigga yells out, somebody put Tip Drill on. I said, Danny, what the fuck you know about Tip Drill? I wake up every night at the same time. And he said he was going to watch Uncut every night. He set an alarm to watch Uncut to watch Tip Drill.
Hey, look, get points off that. Is in the lexicon, no matter what. I don't care how cultured she is, how demure she is, how classy she is. I don't care what sorority she pledged, how many degrees she has. When she hears, this is for my nigga, DJ 618. She is going to break her neck to get to that dance floor, okay? You're going to hear some snap, crackle, and pop in them knees, okay? She ain't dropping low like she used to. She's going to have to ice them knees when she gets back home, but for those next couple of minutes, she finna show these young bitches she still got it.
And that's another thing that it showed as well, that St. Louis has one of the most underrated strip club atmospheres in the country.
Oh, yes.
Because you can't touch the women out of town. Nope. It's very different.
But if you go to Brooklyn, Illinois, or you go to Granite City, Centerville.
And you go to Brooklyn, Illinois.
Cross that bridge, cuz.
It's on.
Hey, all rappers used to talk about was the slip, dog. A-Ball, damn. Yeah,
that was the crib to me, man. Comedians.
Everybody always talk about the slip.
I was sad when they closed it.
Broke my heart, because I never liked Bottoms Up. Mm-hmm.
And rest in peace to the Rose, man. He got shot at
Soft Touch.
Yeah, Soft Touch.
I ain't been to the club since. If Rose Man wasn't safe, I knew I wasn't.
Oh shit!
For real?
All that man wanted to do was sell roses.
Sell roses, man.
That's all that man did, and that's it. He was, I mean, how you shoot Rose Man?
His brother got killed too.
Right.
His daughter be all right now.
Right. Right. So it's, I mean, seriously, the man who sell roses in the club gotta kill the Rose Man.
Mm-hmm.
You have you niggas no shame, like, God, leave. It don't make no sense. I liked Bottoms Up. Bottoms Up had good chicken and shrimp. And there was two old ladies who worked the kitchen. They thought Brandon was cute. And they'd always give him extra food. So that's why I like to go to Bottoms Up.
I'm
like,
Brandon, which Brandon?
My best friend, Brandon, who happens to be a gay man, we used to go to Bottoms Up all the time. And the two little old ladies who worked the kitchen would be like, there's our little friend. He's so cute. They thought he was the cutest thing they'd ever met and would give him all extra shrimp and wings. And I'd be like, yeah, go ahead and bring that over here. And whatever. And there's a girl that worked there, Pearl. I know that I paid her rent at least once or twice. Not necessarily it wasn't a lump sum, but just as time went on.
Yeah. Sure
there's some.
So now is what? Onyx is the new spot?
Yeah, Onyx is trying to be like the Miami joints.
Yeah. Well, they're.
Is Onyx a franchise? Because they like.
Yes, it's a franchise.
Okay.
I'm going to tell you why I didn't like Bottoms Up, because it represented the change of an era. I was going to the strip club when it was primarily men there, and if it was women there, they were strictly there for the women, or they were with the guy.
Since Studio 54 was
over. Fuck off. Hey, Bottoms Up is when the strip club became the club, and that's what I didn't like. As that it's kind of transitioned from being the gentleman's club to the club, because the women that didn't like women started to go to see the men that were spending money to see who they could get at.
It became more of a hustle at that point.
Yes, they was putting themselves in position. Yep.
I'm assuming it's everybody in strip clubs across the country probably feel that same way.
I'm like, I went to see the naked people. That's why I went.
That's why I'm saying, I knew you were interested in the activities and festivities, but there are women there, no interest, and that's just their pocket watching, trying to see.
I was there for the ass and titties and chicken and shrimp.
booty. Hey, strip club food is very underrated.
Very underrated.
We was at KOD in Miami. Brandon ass ordered the fucking salmon plate.
Wow.
They come around there, like, you know, like, you want to order something? I'm like, yeah, let me get, I think I got, like, some chicken tenders. Somebody else had, like, some mozzarella sticks.
This nigga.
Shit, they opened up the styrofoam thing. This motherfucker had broccoli and salmon. I'm like, what the
healthiest fuck? Shit you can get at the strip?
Like, what the hell is happening here? Like, seriously, he's like, that's what I wanted at the strip. Like, I don't. Honestly, we probably shouldn't be eating strip club food anyway. But I'm definitely not ordering salmon and broccoli at KFC.
He ate it. Did he eat it all?
Fucked it up.
He bashed it.
Bashed that shit too.
We out here.
Fuck that shit up. It was hilarious.
So why is it that we would hate on Nelly within the Lou? ATL's gonna hold down.
I still don't understand that, man.
I get it.
Go ahead, Jay. Explain that, Jay.
Self-hate. People do not like the fact that someone that was next to them can be on the level of someone who they look up to. So they feel kind of inferior, like, shit, I was just next to them. They ain't no better than me. But in actuality, they aren't. If you applied yourself or positioned yourself or got lucky or whatever the fuck it was, it could have happened to you too. But a lot of times people don't like to see the success in people because them the success that they want that they were never able to achieve.
A bunch of mad rappers out here. Just smoking.
Mad rappers.
Yeah.
More John Blaze shit, son.
I mean, just like with a lot of people, like just they hate on St. Louis. Like people, Stacey was one of those people that never did that, which was cool. That left the city and went somewhere else, and all of a sudden it's fuck St. Louis. I hate it there. This is utopia and everything. But in actuality, a lot of them go in those cities, Atlanta, Houston, Dallas, and they down there struggling and online trying to put on a facade to make it look like they're doing better than they're actually doing.
Oh no, I hate y'all asses.
but you was hating. Period. This isn't your. You're a mean auntie. That's right, different.
I'm just a hater anyway. So that is
the player hater ball.
But so there is, in regards to that point, there are a lot of people who move and all of a sudden they can't stand St. Louis anymore. Yeah. However, those same people when they go back to visit. Like, man, I got to go get this. I got to do that. But so, I mean, as much as Dallas has here, there's shit that I still can't get here that I can get in St. Louis. And at the end of the day, St. Louis will always be home. There are pros and cons to both places, but to hate my city, I don't hate it. And then even with me leaving, I didn't leave because I hated the city. I left because it was time for me to leave the group. Like it's time for me to go, and I had to leave, and it was just time for me to go. But it's I know people who hate it, like legit, or they'll be happy for a couple hours, and then when it gets late and everything starts closing, I hate it here. I can't stand it here. Or everything talk down about everything that is St. Louis, and it's like this is the city that fucking raised you. Like it ain't like you left when you was five.
Why it's so cold in December?
another thing from St. Louis women that moved to Dallas, I hear that they have a hard time dating.
Because men do
not approach women. Remember we had that
conversation? Men don't approach.
Hold on, go on there, Stacey. Go on there.
So, apparently, Dallas women are more aggressive in the sense of they approach men. So Dallas men aren't accustomed to approaching women. So you have a bunch of women, not just only from St. Louis, but from other cities. I met some women from Louisiana who have said that they've been out in the club and men don't say one word to them. And it's that caveat, right? Of I'm not necessarily looking to be approached, but you know, I'm with my homegirl. I know she way flyer than I am, and ain't nobody said shit to her all night. And it's like the guys would just be sitting there kind of talking to each other. Like, it's almost like being at a middle school dance.
I'll say like at a sports bar or something.
And they just all kind of stand around looking. And it's like, what the hell? So they are used to women being more aggressive in approaching them, and also women taking care of them. Mm-hmm. In the sense of, if we go out, I'm possibly pulling out my wallet. Mm-hmm. And they're not pulling out theirs. And the thing, and the other flip side of it, of what's happening now, what my best friend went through when she first moved here, depending on what part of town you're in, you're not just, so in St. Louis, you're competing with other Black women. Maybe depending on what part of town you're in, what high school you went to, you might have to compete with some Caucasian women. Here, we are competing with Latino women. Mm. So everything I got going on, she does too. And her hair is straighter than mine. So there's a lot of mixed race couples that are here, and it is Black men and Latino women. And not saying that there are no Black couples. That's not true at all. But if you're single, Dallas ain't it. If you're a single woman, like every woman that I know that's here from St. Louis or somewhere else that's not originally Dallas, if they have a man, he's not from Dallas.
Exactly. The ones that I know, their men are from St. Louis, and they didn't go down there together. They ran into each other.
Yep. Either you end up
with wow.
You do it anyway, or you end up with a guy from somewhere else. He's not from Dallas. He's not going to be from Dallas.
See, what I'm saying is I need a weekend hall pass so I can go down there and see if I still got it, see if they jump down. Tell my old lady. So as soon as this Rona is over, I'm going down there posting up like, what's good? I used to play in the XFL.
Oh, shit.
Thank you. So you got to remember, though, we got all the teams here. We got one of every team.
Sport.
So they used to. Texas football is life.
Right. I come down there and be like, yeah, they call me Orlando Pacemaker. I'm good.
Orlando Pacemaker.
I just don't like. But to the original point of what I said, people thought that Nelly was supposed to save the world. Yeah. And because he did not save the world, because everybody in St. Louis did not get an automatic record contract and millions of dollars in their bank.
It's a lot of money that came through St. Louis, though, that people don't even talk about.
It's even though we know it happened, right? Mm-hmm. Even like it's things that he did or money that came to St. Louis because of him or any initiative that he's done, it doesn't matter. He could have put everybody in UCD through college, and it'll be somebody who will be like,
you ain't fuck with another hood,
right? Why ain't you such such? Yeah, he was at UCD, but his grandma stay on the north. How come they didn't
do this? She's off Euclid and Labadee.
Yeah. To see his daddy.
Right. Like, what about the son, the kid? It's always going to be, it doesn't matter because.
Well, look at rallies his mama worked at on Natural Bridge.
Listen, all, and that's what it turns into. It turns into all the stories about, and you know, Nelly ain't shit. Aaliyah still owe me $10 from back in 97 because once, like, oh my God. So, it turns into, because he didn't save the city in the way that they think he should have. But
hey,
no.
You know, hey, I'm gonna give you another one. When people get on their hating shit and then try to act like they know the person, like, who are you talking about, Cornell? Like, shut the fuck up, man, come on. I hate people like that.
And Cornell used to be over there on Lavity.
Howard.
Lil Howard, you weak.
Right. So it's that's all it is. So that's the Nelly hate is. That nigga ain't even the best rapper and shit. My nigga, man, my cousin rap way better than he do, or he ain't even the best rap out the Lunatics.
Doesn't he have a diamond album though?
No. Doesn't you have to play the game of he doesn't have to be the best rapper out the Lunatics.
Yeah.
Obviously, he didn't fucking have to be. He has a fucking diamond album. He had the style and charisma to be a superstar. Again, it turns into the total package.
Yeah, total package.
And you be the total package. So we can.
But that's the St. Louis swag that the world never seen on. It still hasn't seen on that. We able to hustle outside in different places. There's everywhere in every industry, you'll see somebody from St. Louis there. I promise you. Mm-hmm. There'll be somebody from St. Louis there in the mix. Mm-hmm. I've been in different circles, different places. You'll be like, you from St. Louis? Oh, shit. And then, like, you will find out that this is all St. Louis.
Yeah.
We're everywhere.
Yeah, I think it's that influence from everywhere that we get, being in the middle and learning how to adapt So you learn how to adapt quickly because you can identify with everything around you. So you learn how to deal with people. So if you got the mentality and the hustle, you already know how to deal with everybody. Yeah. You got good, you got the good white people, the bad white people. It's like everything all, it's like a big, what's like gumbo.
It is. It absolutely is. I think we got all our stuff from the South and from the West Coast because we didn't do, there's some East, there are definitely some mm-hmm. St. people who really fuck with the East tough.
Because we're not as West Coast as Kansas City.
No, not at all.
Yeah, nah, man. I swear, I thought I was in Oakland when I went there.
Kansas City got West Coast for real, for real. Like, they have no influence but West Coast.
Yeah, they like a whole nother Bay Area.
Yeah.
Like I said, we got some people who fuck with Wu-Tang hard.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Who, like, are all...
Jackie.
Nigga who are Brooklyn all day, but then again, we was West. Like it was everything was West or from the South. So like when I met Mia X, 2014, I met her. Yeah, so 2014 when I met Mia X, and we were from St. Louis because it was I met her the weekend after Mike Brown passed.
Oh wow!
So we were. We'd already planned a trip to go down to New Orleans, and I was like, I gotta go to Mia X's restaurant. I don't give a fuck what else we do. I'm going to Mia X's restaurant. So, and we actually ended up going twice because the first night we went, she wasn't there because Manny Fresh was having like a birthday party or something. And we had no idea. We just came into town. So we're like, okay. So then she's like, oh, she'll be back tomorrow morning. What time? Like, she'll be here by noon, 11:59. I'm on the parking lot. Like, and it was a Mercedes, like, minivan on, like, the lot. And we pulled up, and I was like, I bet you that's her car. Like, that is some Mia X shit. Like, I got to take these grandkids around with me to get this Mercedes. and, like, when I walked in, I was hey, is Mia here? And the girl behind the bar was like, can I tell her who you are? I'm like, oh, I'm just Stacey Adams. I'm a fan. And she came out from the back. She had her hair tied up. She had an apron on because she cooked, like in her restaurant, she cooked all the food and then just would go back home. And I was like, so as soon as she walked out, and I mean, she's this little tiny person.
Hey, wait. Stace, when you singing, did you say mama? Like she did on front of the verse.
I was starstruck because like
this. So she's a smaller woman? She's a smaller woman?
Yeah, she's short. She's a little bitty. Like, so, and she during the No Limit time, she was heavier. She's small.
She lost a lot of weight.
Lost a ton of weight.
Yeah, but I'm talking about, so she's a short woman.
Yeah, she's short. She's a little bitty. So she comes out, and I'm like, hi, I'm Stacey. And, trying to introduce myself. And I'm like, I said, I've tweeted you before. And I told you that you were my mama. And you were like, yeah, there you go, daughter. And I saved that tweet. And because, she came out and sat at the bar and talked to me and my best friend for like an hour. And where y'all from? And I'm like, we're from St. Louis. And like her whole face changed because again, this is the weekend after Mike Brown. And she was like, are y'all okay? Like, how are y'all doing? And we're just kind of explaining like the dynamic of the city and explaining where Ferguson is in relation to there. And she was telling us stories about New Orleans and police brutality there and how there was at one point when she was growing up, it was every time the cops killed one of ours, we killed one of theirs. Like it was a back and forth.
High five.
That's how it should be. That's a whole nother podcast.
Don't get us kicked off of the internet. just being able to talk to her and just learning, who was her cousin? Tamron? I think Tamron is her cousin.
Tamron Hall?
Yeah.
Oh.
Wow, the news person?
Yeah, because she was saying how she listens, she watches Fox News, and everyone always asks her why she watches Fox News, and she was like, because we need to know what they're saying about us. And she mentioned how like her her parents were like Rastas or whatever. Like it was just again to just sit there for an hour and just listen to her like just talk was just crazy. But when I love you guys like so much, like growing up and listening. I said, when y'all, the No Limit concert of 99 is probably still my top concert that I've ever been to.
And a lot of people say that.
It was, it really was. Like, I mean, you had the whole fucking tank here.
Everybody
was there. Well, my ticket cost like $45, $55.
And I was myself for not going.
Four seats.
What was that at? What was that at?
I spent $25. I was up in the nosebleed.
That was
99.
Like, it's not the Keel now.
It was the Keel then.
It was the Keel then.
It's the Enterprise now.
Yeah, so it was the Keel Center in 99. I was there with some cut up jeans on and some Saucony's and a tank top and was getting. And he was, like I said, the whole tank was there. Everybody was there. Mean Green is big.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
The Mean and Green?
But when I told her, I said, you're from St. Louis? And she was like, yeah. She said, we used to get a lot of love from St. Louis when we
You know, like a few of them guys got wives and baby moms from here. Juvenile.
It's a long list. No, the list goes on. That needs to be a whole podcast just on the baby mamas that are in St. Louis.
Everybody.
Hey, St. Louis girls be out here hustling, don't
they? St. Louis women will get you trapped, man.
I think Big Boy from Outkast, his wife from St. Louis.
Yep.
Wow, that's crazy.
Tank wife is from St. Louis.
Yep. Duval baby mamas.
Duval baby mamas. St. Louis. Yeah, she from East St.
Who else? That's a lot of people, man.
Everybody.
It goes on and on. It's a long list. It's over 50.
Yeah. Dirk Nowitzki.
Yep. Yes.
Yeah. No, that was his ex though.
But he got a baby about it. He got a baby with her though.
Yeah,
he had a baby with that woman.
Okay, because
he got custody. He got custody of it.
I'm saying I got a backstory. I just don't want to talk about it while recording.
Yeah.
Dirk keep a good black woman making him a plate. He don't.
Yeah, he walking in with the foil over the plate.
Man, you don't be eating them people food. Here, take
when, when I saw him with a kufi on with his wife, I was like, okay, this is what you live with. I ain't mad at you.
Dirk
could come to the cookout.
Right.
Yeah, he's invited.
Dirk fuck around. He the one hosting the damn cookout.
Yeah, exactly.
Cookout at Dirk house. Shit. You ain't got
to text everybody what y'all want. He texts everybody what y'all want.
Hey, you know who else got that vibe? Or what fucks me up? Kelsey. Travis Kelsey from the Chiefs.
From Kansas City.
You
know who I'm talking about, Stakes?
No.
Kansas City Chiefs.
Dude,
Google it real quick, Stakes.
A lot Travis of the girls Kelsey. Like Travis Kelsey. He the black girl magnet. He got the black dude fade, the swagger. Mm-hmm. I was like, when I heard him talking, fuck me up. I thought it was a voiceover after they won the Super Bowl. You know what I mean? He's like, yeah, what's up? I say, man, they bullshit. This got to be a voiceover.
I knew about him before that. I knew about 3 or 4 years before. I was like, oh, this dude is about that.
I ain't know nothing about his personal shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, this dude, that's the one who they caught him dug in on the sideline. He be in his own little world.
I see a picture of him with some Chocolate Queen.
That's his wife. What
you talk about.
That's his wife.
That's his swag.
Hey. All right, let's wrap it on up, though. Stacy, where can everybody hit you up at?
Wait. No, we can't go without our RIPs, man.
Rest in pieces. Yeah, go ahead.
Rest in peace, Andre Harrell.
Yes, sir.
Little Richard, the architect of rock and roll.
They never gave me nothing.
Betty Wright.
Yeah.
And Stiller.
Yeah, Ben
Stiller's dad. I love Seinfeld because
Jerry
of him.
Stiller.
Yeah. Gary Stiller.
Did y'all hear the story that supposedly Michael Jackson bought Little Richard's masters back and gave him between?
Yes, he did. And
is that true? Like 20,
I don't like know.
$50 million or something.
It's true. I Googled it. He gave it back for the free.
Hey, Mike Jackson is a saint, man. Well, when they come up, Mike Jackson is a savior to some people in their music career. And the way he pimped the game, got his masters, the Beatles, else? Elvis. Like
it's all the Sony. It's all the Sony catalog.
That was it. But there's a did he give his shit back to Paul McCartney?
No, why they fell out. Because he's like, no, I want that Beatles shit though.
That's where the we can give kudos to Mike, but it was Paul was like, man, Mike, I ain't got no money and they about to they selling my shit and I can't get it. Mike was like, oh, that is fucked up.
Look, John Lennon dead. We can't do nothing about this.
Right, man. Mike made that phone call, like, yeah, I want to put a bid on that Beatles shit, though.
Like, let me get that.
Because supposedly, the story goes that he was talking about, yeah, I think I'm going to buy my master's back soon. And he's like, oh, for real? How much it cost?
Right.
Did he have Elvis stuff before he married his daughter?
Yeah.
He had it before?
Yeah.
He bought that Sony
catalog.
Did he get it from her? Or did he get it
No,
out?
He bought that Sony joint, though, early with all this shit. Because this is a conversation with Paul McCartney.
And Mike had the money, and I think Paul didn't.
Paul was broke.
Paul didn't have it. Mike had it, and Paul's telling him, like, man, you know, I want to buy this, blah, blah. And Mike was like, oh, that's what's up. Let me get two of them. Yeah, give me two of the masters. Yeah. And that was, and then.
Throw a little Richard too.
So it's all shady as shit.
Because you remember how little Richard used to just always wanted his flowers. He used to always complain.
And then it stopped.
Then it just stopped. Mike was like, here, man, shut up.
Good.
Damn. Nice. Sorry, one of my grades. I just got a 94.
Hey. Shout out to you though. Hey.
Project. Update these damn grades so I can submit my tuition reimbursement.
I call them reparations checks.
Run me my grades so I can get my tuition reimbursement.
Yeah, Stacey's working to hit you up. No, Andre Harrell though too, man. New York Cover is one of the best crime shows of all time, Behind the Wire.
Mm-hmm.
That's a whole
thing. Say it again.
It's one of the best crime shows of all time, Behind the Wire.
For some reason, I think my internet was buffering something. What is? I'm sorry.
I said The Wire is number one.
New York Undercover.
New York Undercover. Okay. Okay.
It's right, number two, Behind the Wire.
Like, he got it. So
I always wanted to hang out at Natalie's.
Right.
I've always wanted to build a club like Natalie's. That's one of my dreams.
To build a club like Natalie's. Been seeing this week.
Yep.
They had all the great artists there. Oh, but yeah. Andre Harrell, that's a whole show.
Yeah, that's a whole show. Yeah, he
contribute
basically our party music. What we jam to.
Yeah,
but he brought the party to R&B.
He brought the party to R&B.
Yeah,
he also created Puffy though too.
Yeah,
Poison.
And signed
up. I was saying that's the detract. That was a negative from creating Puffy.
Puffy. Yeah, we got to get into y'all Puffy feelings.
One episode. Ooh, yeah, that's a whole thing, man. Ain't nobody survived but Puffy. Diddy called Puffy.
I wonder what it'd be like if Biggie was still alive. Would he still be with Bad Boy?
No. He was going to be on Diaz. The whole thing was them moved on Diaz. That's why he moved Junior Mafia over there.
That was the whole thing.
And Betty Wright, too, though, man. Betty Wright, we thought she was older than what she was.
Absolutely.
Grammy winner.
Right. I tell you, them old singers ain't old. They just was young and being nasty is what they was doing.
Yeah.
They was young and being grown.
What's the other nasty woman? I can't remember her name right now.
Millie Jackson.
Millie Jackson's still alive, right?
Millie Jackson.
One of them Jacksons.
Hey.
Pass the peas like we used to do.
Have y'all seen the one where she was at the Apollo and she grabbed the dude's dick?
Nah, but I heard about it on
It's on YouTube.
Yeah.
She at the Apollo in the crowd and literally just grabbed the dude's dick like, you want it? And I was like, oh shit, y'all just let.
Yeah, my mom
was with his old lady too, though.
Oh,
but Millie Jackson like 6 foot though. Don't get it twisted. That woman knew what was up.
You know what? I remember that clip.
Yes, Millie Jackson is big. Yeah, not big like big like bone. She's a tall chick. Like you ain't gonna just run up on Millie Jackson.
Big, strong, sturdy woman.
Yeah, she's 6 foot.
Man, where that dick at?
Yeah, you gotta think about Martin. Martin is 5'9", and she was when he played the mama. She was towering over Martin.
Yeah.
Pass the peas like we used to do.
Millie Jackson will take it from you. She will take it.
People are not passing the peas like they used to do, and that's what's wrong with society.
Because of Millie Jackson taking advantage of a whole bunch of young black men?
It is. They ain't pass the peas like they used to. I had a post last night, middle of the night last night, man was up talking about peas. And I made a comment that people ain't passing the peas like they used to.
Passing them like they used to.
That's what the problem is.
And we don't get no, we don't, shout out to Betty Rowe, we don't get no good side chick songs no more. That I'm just in destitute situations because I'm just in love with you or I'm just know my place and I'm gonna ride this out. We don't get that no more.
She was the inventor of the, she is the clean up woman, ain't she?
Yeah. But we got some other songs like Gwen Guthrie, you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, not Gwen Guthrie, Gwen Guthrie did the song, the money song. I'm thinking about the one where she said, I can't hold back no more. Somebody else's guy. Who did that?
Jocelyn Brown.
Jocelyn Brown. We don't get no songs like that. She just hurting tragic.
Somebody else's guy.
And then y'all did a whole chat in the group, though. There's a secret group of brothers that's been the side guys, too.
Yeah.
With the Carl Thomases.
Donnell Jones.
Donnell Joneses.
It's a lot of side dudes out there, and that's all.
Yeah, Brian McKnight. Keep it on the down.
Hey,
Matt, yeah, this
5'9" a lot from them guys.
She didn't mind. That's what I forgot to tell you, Stacey, to put in that battle. Keep it on the down low. I forgot about that song.
And that song's dope too. That's the first song on the album too.
It's he won anyway, so
yeah.
It worked out.
Stacey, where can I hit you up with those, sweetheart?
Stacey Adams, and that is on Facebook, Twitter, and the Instagram. Stacey with an E, Adams with a Z, all one word.
No DMs, right? Once again, no DMs.
Ladies send nudes.
All right. No.
Nudes Scott, only.
Where to get you up though, G?
Cool ass Scott on Twitter and Instagram, and just Scott Hilliard on Facebook.
Jay, where can I hit you up, my man?
Joaquin Music everywhere. JoaquinMusic. No matter which platform, it's all the same.
You got the global. Explain your background, though, for the people, though. That's not an actual background. You actually really have that background.
Well, yeah, I got more over here, too, and other stuff that ain't on, but I be setting the vibes, man. I make music, so I have to get my mind right and then just start grooving, and you know.
You got anywhere to get download your music at or anything like that? They can check your music out at?
Everywhere. Every platform that's downloadable, streamable, except for, I'm just two places that really piss me off. Pandora. I don't know why it's so difficult to get there. And Touch Tunes, the jukebox shit. And I've been going back and forth with the company, the distribution company, because they promised me they could get me on there. But yeah, anywhere else.
So Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music. Yes. Well, yeah,
Spotify, iTunes.
Title. And
what are they? Google searching? Play.
What do they search?
Well, they Joaquin Music. JoaquinMusic.
YouTube as well, right? YouTube as well, right?
Yep. Four albums. Yep.
On all platforms.
Huh?
How many vowels in your name?
Ah, man, shit. I don't know. What's a vowel? No. I got Stacey on one of the albums. I'm fucking with you.
Look, Stacey's got a stalker, though. He gonna buy that shit, though. You need to sell it to tell him his own.
It's one of those hidden secrets. There is a track, there is an album, and there's a track that I'm on, and nobody knows what it is. But, like we know
Are you singing, or are you just doing, like, kind of like the Marvin Gaye, you know, moaning in the background, like, I want her album?
I am on an album, and I'm still trying to get my royalties. He's saying somebody owes me a check.
I got you.
He got lights in the background and I ain't got my check, is all I'm saying.
Hey, that's I got it with that.
He got lights and you can't find your notebook.
Exactly.
I'm gonna send you a 3-ring binder.
That's exactly. It's all fucked up.
It's all fucked up right here. Shit is just all bad.
Well, thank y'all for listening. Subscribe on YouTube, all the platforms, everywhere. This though, thank y'all as always. We back next week. We're gonna recap this Nelly Ludacris.
Yeah.
We down for the home team as always. Shout out to the ATL. But St. Louis are very, like, we may hate on each other though, but if it come down to a fight though and some chairs.
We ride.
Because y'all got way more transient people. You gotta be from St. Louis to rep St. Louis.
Hey, We was in Miami over the summer, and we was deep already. Like, with the crew that was with us, it was like 15 of us already. And St. Louis happened to be the deepest out of everywhere. The DJ kept yelling, I'm like, why the fuck is there so many people from St. Louis? It was this weekend.
I ain't doing shit else.
And a fight broke out, and you just seen everybody looking to check, make sure everybody was good. We was
you saw a whole bunch of red hats. Oh, yeah. You saw a bunch of red hats. Yeah. Said it's all right.
First off, we all know each other. Second, as much we will hate each other, but we will protect each other at the same time.
100%.
So it's like, you can't go somewhere else. You can't be out of town. And
like family thing. It's like family.
It's just like your sister. Y'all don't get along, but can't nobody talk about it. You know what I mean? Just like my sister. We don't get along, but nobody else but I say shit about it.
Right. Like at all. Right. Weird. I'll call St. Louis Raggedy in 2 seconds, but you say, oh, wait. Excuse you?
How dare you?
Your ass ain't talking about St. Louis people. They just turned to a whole thing.
Talk about St. Louis. You from Jeff City.
Alone. All right, well, thank y'all as always. Appreciate y'all for all the love listening as always. We'll be back next week. Peace.